Hello and welcome. I'm Carolyn Rathbun, the Joyful Scribe. Welcome to the Positive Profile interview series, where together we're hearing stories from people that are really going to connect us to their customers. So today I'm speaking with Lisa Peacock. Do you want to say hello, Lisa?
Hi there.
Hi. I'm so glad you've tuned into this interview because Lisa's story is one of personal transformation as it is about her clients' transformations. And before we begin chatting with Lisa, let me just read you her bio. Lisa Peacock is a certified natural health practitioner and a certified aromatherapy health therapist and a Reiki master practitioner. Lisa enjoys assisting her clients on their own path to wellness by offering a variety of body and energy work, including aromatherapy, lymphatic drainage massage, Reiki, chakra balancing, and vibrational arts and sound healing. Her treatments are customized based on her clients' unique needs. Lisa's therapies become an opportunity to educate the client on how to achieve daily relaxation and healing. Lisa believes that life is a journey, and the ultimate destination is one of balance and well-being, which can be realized through complementary holistic health practices. Hi, Lisa. Welcome again. I'm so happy you're able to join me today.
Thanks, Carolyn. I'm very happy to be here.
Your story is so wonderful. I know our listeners are really going to be thrilled to learn about you and the work that you're doing, helping transform people's lives. So let's begin with your journey story. Tell us about the path that brought you to where you are today.
Okay. Well, I guess you could say I've had a lot of really fun jobs in my career, in my past life, so-called glamorous jobs too. And with that, they've been demanding and high stress, I've noticed, as I've been reflecting.
Yeah, you've had some really glamorous jobs. Can you tell us a bit about those?
Absolutely. I worked for Club Med down in the Bahamas and in Mexico, and then I worked on a cruise ship all over the Caribbean and Bermuda and Bahamas. And then I settled in Toronto, and I worked in the Canadian music industry, Toronto, Canada, and mostly the biggest part of my career there was at the Juno Awards, which is Canada's premier music award. And, so I was the awards and events manager there.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun, a lot of fun. But again, a lot of stress. And I noticed that I was unable to really find a work-life balance. And I was craving moments of peace and calm. And I noticed it was really starting to affect my health. With unexplained stomach issues and headaches and all kinds of different things. So I started exploring that, and at the same time I noticed, or I was feeling that it wasn't really as rewarding as I had hoped. After all, I was feeling like this was not my life's purpose and I was meant to do something else more rewarding. So I started to sort of explore that, and so with the health issues, I've never been one to choose pharmaceuticals if they're not necessary, you know. So I was exploring the world of holistic health just on my own and seeing what other options I had for, you know, health up to speed and achieving overall well-being. So eventually this led me to aromatherapy. And in particular, I was fascinated with how using essential oils can really achieve healing. I was completely blown away how you could achieve the same thing as using pharmaceuticals, but with natural elements, pure plant-based material. Really, I like to call it Mother Nature's medicine cabinet.
Right, and so much better for you.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, so many different benefits, yeah. So I noticed all these things, you know, with the aromatherapy, the crystal, the yoga, the naturopathic, with the diet and all of that stuff, it all kind of fits together. And so I was feeling like maybe this was my new focus. And eventually I figured out that aromatherapy was actually my passion, that I was really drawn to aromatherapy. And so I decided that would be my new focus. And I left my career in the music industry and decided to study aromatherapy and holistic health in general.
Wow.
So I went back to school and enrolled in a holistic health practitioner diploma program with aromatherapy being main focus, and but also learning all kinds of other things, body work, energy work, all those great things. And the program was great, and I actually ended up working at the school, too, for a few years after graduating.
Wow.
And teaching a few classes, too, on crystals and subtle aromatherapy and color energy and that sort of thing. So that was fun, too. But eventually now I'm a full-time holistic health practitioner.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's an amazing journey from the do-nos to health practitioner, but I think that's a lot of people's path. They follow what they need, so it's amazing that you've followed your path to become this.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us more about your work. What kind of services mm-hmm. are you offering your clients, and if I was to come to see you, what could I expect?
I offer holistic treatments, meaning therapies that treat the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. So not just looking at physical ailments, but looking at the person as a whole. And each treatment I do encompasses body work and energy work. It's kind of a combo.
Mm-hmm.
So it will affect the client on all those levels. And I always bring essential oils into the treatment, as they can help the client achieve deep relaxation, even just through inhalation of the oils. So, for example, if I'm doing a reflexology treatment, which is treating the head, hands, and feet, I will choose some appropriate oils for the client to inhale while doing the treatment. So again, it'll affect, the client on an energetic level as well.
Hmm.
And similarly, if they're receiving a Reiki treatment, I'll choose some oils that, are appropriate for the client to enjoy while receiving the Reiki treatment. And, of course, I use the essential oils as part of the massage line with the aromatherapy lymphatic drainage massage, of course. That's part of the main focus for that treatment. And they're also used in the warm bamboo and chakra balancing treatments.
Wow.
Yeah. And in addition, I'll also explore with the client what the possible mind-body connection is pertaining to their particular issues that they've come to address with me.
Mm.
Because I believe that unexpressed emotions, they'll manifest there. They can manifest as physical symptoms, right? If they're not released within, from our energetic bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's our way of our body communicating to us that something's out of balance, right?
Mm.
So it's important to explore the emotional connection to any symptoms or illness in order to achieve complete healing.
Yeah.
That's my philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Can you maybe explain a little bit more about Reiki and chakra balancing to me?
Sure. So the idea behind Reiki is that, that everything is made up of energy, including ourselves, our bodies. And we all vibrate at different frequencies. And if we happen to be vibrating at a lower frequency, that's when illness can set in.
Hmm.
And so the idea with Reiki is the practitioner channels energy from source or the universe. So it's of the highest vibration.
Hmm.
And it comes through the practitioner's hands and it goes into the client's body where it's needed and to help balance everything, the systems, the organs, the whole body. So it can lift itself up and entrain to the higher vibration.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it activates your body's own healing abilities.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And is Reiki and chakra the same thing? You use Reiki to treat chakra, or is chakra something different?
Yeah, well, our chakras are, we have hundreds of chakras all over our body that most practitioners will address.
Oh.
And so I will check to see if any are out of balance. And if any are, that gives us information to what may be going on internally in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It's also emotional information, too. So, again, that's that mind-body connection.
Hmm.
So, for instance, if there's something going on with your throat chakra, you may have, you may need to clear your throat often, or you might get laryngitis. Or emotionally, it might be that you may be not able to express yourself properly, and you're literally choking on words, choking down words on something you want to say to somebody.
Wow.
So that's how it manifests as a cold or laryngitis or a sore throat or something like that. So with the chakra balancing and Reiki treatments, they're both energetic treatments. So again, the energy going into the client will help balance that and clear it.
Wow, that's fascinating.
It is really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so much more in depth too, but that's just a quick sort of example.
Right, of course. Mm-hmm. After this is such complex work that do people just come for you for one treatment, or do they come back for a series of treatments?
Ideally, a series of treatments. Yeah.
So, for, can you give us a sort of an example of transformations that you witness, and maybe a typical, series of sessions, or what we would expect as a client?
Sure. If they've just come for one treatment, they'll definitely experience deep relaxation and also a therapeutic experience. It's a combination of both. It's not just relaxation, but there's also a therapeutic experience. I also send them home with tips to further explore the mind-body connection, right? So they can look into that deeper, because, again, that's tied in with emotional work too, right? So it's not going to happen with just a few minutes of conversation after the treatment. It's kind of a self-exploratory thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
I also send them home with tips for further relaxation and stress relief that can help them with that. And often when clients have an energetic treatment such as Reiki or chakra balancing, or any of the treatments, as I mentioned, they're kind of a combo of energetic and body. But they'll often have aha moments or insights into a challenge they were having that may not seem related to their physical issues that they came there originally with. But as I mentioned, it's all related, right? So it's great for that. But on a more tangible note, I've had several clients come to me with headaches and migraine issues, and they've tried everything else, and it just not helping.
Mm-hmm.
So, one client, she wanted to try Reiki for her migraines, and so we did a succession of treatments, like three or four right in a row, like once a week or once every 2 weeks, and then start on a monthly maintenance plan. And we got rid of her migraines.
Wow.
Yeah, she was so thrilled because, she'd be down for 3 days a month with them. Oh. And that the really expensive prescription pills that you can get with migraines, she no longer had to take those.
Mm-hmm.
So that really, really helped her. Mm-hmm. Another client, she was having daily headaches for as long as she can remember. It's like she was just sort of living with them, and she wanted to try reflexology for the headaches, because she had heard that really helps. And so same thing, we did a series of three treatments in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And then monthly maintenance, and by the first one her headaches were gone.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was really thrilling for her, and I'm always very happy to get some great results for my clients.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. amazing. I'm sure those mm-hmm. people are thrilled to not have to deal mm-hmm. with migraines and headaches anymore. Imagine
yeah.
a lifelong, issue like that can just mm-hmm. go away with the right treatment. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I know you work with animals too. Can you tell us more about that?
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite things to do is giving Reiki to animals. It's such a sweet experience. It's just amazing to see an animal that's so open and wanting, like asking for Reiki and receiving it gratefully. Often, friends' pets will come up to me, and sometimes they'll just be all over me. Like a friend's German Shepherd would just climb all over me, just trying to like get in my lap. This huge German Shepherd, and just, and the owners are always amazed, and they find it so funny. Just animals know when someone's attuned to Reiki, when they have the Reiki energy flowing, and they're drawn to it because they can see those things, right? They sense those things more than humans. And of course they want it because they know that it's so healing and there's so many benefits. They're just drawn to it. So they just come over and basically, as I said, climb all over me or sort of manipulate their bodies so that my hands are on their body where they want it. And then they just sit down.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, right here. Yes, put your hands.
That's funny.
it's really neat, and I just love doing it. And then when they're done, when they've had enough, they'll just get up and walk away.
Wow, wow.
Mm-hmm. It's really neat. And I've had some, so as I mentioned, it's mostly friends, pets that have come up to me. And that's the majority of my experience with animals. But I've also had a few stranger pets come up to me, too. outside of coffee shops when dogs are tied up, on the street.
Right.
Or I had one neat experience where I was on the subway when I was still in Toronto, and this gentleman's dog just sort of walked over to me, left his seat and walked over to me and just sat down right underneath my hand, as I mentioned. And I was like, are you asking for Reiki? You must be. And so I just sort of put my hand just hovering over the dog. And just to test, I thought, well, I'm going to move my hand just to see. And when I moved my hand, the dog just looked up at me as if to say, no, no, I want you to keep going. And I was like, okay. So I kept giving the dog Reiki for as long as he went. And it was like a long subway ride. And the owner was just looking at me. But the dog was asking for it, so I thought that was so neat.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, and then I've since I've moved from the city and I'm out in the country again, I'm able to work on larger animals. So great experiences giving to donkeys at a local donkey sanctuary, and they just love it. They're used to it now. Wow. And come right up to you as a pet, and they sort of move their body to where they want your hands. It's so neat. And like within seconds, their eyes are half closing, their mouth is loose, and that's all signs that they're relaxed and receiving the Reiki.
Wow.
And horses too, and I've even done a guinea pig.
Well, that's amazing. I don't think of animals as needing that, but obviously they do.
Yeah, and they're not shy to ask, right? They
yeah.
have no
yeah.
preconceptions or anything. They know it works and just ask for it.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. If only we could have that insight too sometimes.
Yeah.
We wait till it gets so painful that we have to come
that's
you know,
true.
Aching in
so
for
true.
Help. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Well, I've so enjoyed talking with you today, Lisa. I'm so glad you've taken the time to share your stories. So people need to get in touch with you because obviously you do fabulous work. And so can you tell us how we can get in touch with you and where we can find out more information?
So people can find me through my Facebook page or my website. Both are essentialinspirations.com, and that's spelled E-S-C-E-N-T-I-A-L, inspirations.com. And as I've been mentioning, I do one-on-one work, but I will also be offering, starting to offer retreats, with one coming up this summer at the end of July. And that's where it'll be like a get back to nature sort of retreat. So it's going to be out in the country on a beautiful setting with a creek and lots of land. And we'll be exploring just relaxation and therapeutic work in nature. So there'll be more information on the website soon for all of that.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. That sounds fantastic. Well, before we go, I ask everyone this question. What is your favorite word and why?
Right. Okay. Well, right now, I would say my word is vibrancy. And that's because it's something I wish to achieve for myself, my business, and, of course, help my clients achieve as well. We're all always searching for that health and vitality, right? And it is a healthy life is a process. But I believe we can always choose a better feeling thought, which, you know, helps. And, yeah, just keep on with the positive vibes. And so we can all feel great.
Yeah.
And vibrant.
Great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that word, vibrancy. Yeah. I'm sure you give people back their vibrancy, too.
Mm, we try.
People
yeah.
with the migraines, like, wow, that.
Yeah.
They've, had returned to them. That's fabulous.
Yeah, it feels really great to help people. We really enjoy it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time out today. And I want our listeners to really think about the stories you've shared and how it builds your authenticity and trust with us. And it's the same for them. Anytime we can share our stories with our customers, it just builds that trust. So thank you again for being my guest today. And remember, you can find out more about Lisa and her work through her website, essentialinspirations.com. That's E-S-C-E-N-T-I-A-L, inspirations.com. And I'll also include a link under this recording as well. So this is Carolyn Rathbun, the Joyful Scribe from thejoyfulscribe.com, reminding you to tell the stories that make us care and will become your loyal customers and donors. To your continued success, bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.